Good morning. Welcome. Welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory, for the next 30 minutes or so. How are you today? Trust that you're feeling well and trust that you had a wonderful night of rest. If, in fact, you are in our zone, you're just now experiencing the morning, the bright morning that God has given to us. So how are you today? How is your outlook for today? Thank you for joining us. Welcome. Today's Wednesday and it's July 16th. And we thank God for this brand new day that he's given us. I trust that you have praise in your heart and you are willing for the Lord to download to you some subject of interest to him, something that's on his heart that he knows about and he wants to have us lift that item up before him, bringing it to his throne, presenting ourselves, our hearts to him in total dependency. And he's pleased with that because he wants us to be dependent on him. So we thank him today for this wonderful new day and for all that all of the strength and victory that comes with it. Today our focus is courage to wait on the Lord. Courage to wait on the Lord. The word wait is, and that is W-A-I-T, and that means to pause, to trust, to look to look forward to, but to be restrained at the same time. Patience. All of those things are wrapped up in that word wait. And it's also a word that is not a popular one, in particularly in our culture, as an idea. But that is precisely what God asks us to do, to wait. And the scripture describes or puts forward the idea of waiting as an exercise in courage. Now, we experience many circumstances where waiting is painful. It's downright painful because we want whatever we want right now. We want and expect right now. And we're trained in our culture to move in our lives daily from moment to moment with that expectation, because those that are part of the culture of our world or present world promotes the idea that you don't need to or have to wait, and waiting is not good. Immediacy is best. However, Psalm 22 encourages us to know that our Father is our light, he's our salvation, he's our refuge, and our stronghold. And he promises to strengthen our hearts as we exercise courage in waiting. So would you like to have a heart that's strong? Well then, the way that occurs and comes about is by us waiting. Learning how to wait in prayer and meditation before him. And that's what we're here to do today. And we've been doing that, and we thank you for coming out, if you will, and doing those early morning exercises, if you will. It's a form of exercise. So today we're exercising courage to wait on the Lord. Let us go to the Lord in prayer, and then I'd like to share that, have us take a short look at that scripture. Mm-hmm. And I would love to hear from you in terms of a praise report that you may have that would encourage not only yourself, but ours, all of us, as a fact, and also a prayer request of something that God has placed on your heart. I know that I wait to see what the Lord will say to me about what he wants us to pray about. And so that when we come into his presence, the time is not wasted. It's the time that we fully leverage for his glory, because it's communication, it's a meeting, it's an heart-to-heart connection that we have with the Lord. So let us go into prayer and enter into his courts. Let us swipe our cards, and that's our praise cards, thanksgiving cards, if you will, and we have access, the gates open to us to receive us and welcome us. Father, we come to you today and we thank you first of all for waking us up, allowing us the grace to see another day. And we don't think that this day is routine. We thank you for it. We don't feel that we deserved to have, and it was bound to happen that we would be able to see this day and to see the sunrise, hear the birds sing. There are many who have not made it. They are not up. Their last day was yesterday. We thank you for this day. You've given it to us so generously because of your love for us, and you know the plans that you have for us, that we would have a timely and good and victorious end, whenever that is. So the fact is, today, this moment, these moments, immediately, you want us to be alive before you and to glorify your name. And so we come in with praise and with thanksgiving. We thank you that you are our keeper.
Yes,
you are our refuge. You are our strength, our stronghold. Without you, we are uncovered, unprotected, uncared for. But you care. We have confidence in you because you've shown yourself strong concerning us so many times. When we thought we couldn't make it, you were there to hold us up and even to carry us. So we thank you on this day that it's your footprints that we see in the sand, because you're carrying us.
Yes, Lord.
Father, today we ask that you would forgive us where we have demonstrated failure to do, or there were things that we did that we shouldn't have done. But you, on this day, nevertheless, in love, receive us. So we confess our sin and our weaknesses, our transgressions, and our iniquities. We ask you to apply precious blood that dropped from the body of your Son, Jesus Christ, as he hung on the cross. And he had our face and our being in mind. So it wasn't the nails that kept him here, there, but it was your love that allowed him to stay on the cross and to resist any selfish urges to come down because he knew of your plans. He knew of the covenant relationship that you have with him. So he therefore stayed there so that he would be in a position to ask, because you told him to ask. And ask he did, and here we are, because of his great love, his great courage,
thank you, Lord,
his great patience. So we're learning from his model of what waiting is. And waiting brings the victory. It's so hard for us at times. So we ask your help. Help us to wait. Wait and not go ahead of you, not forge our way, not make fleshly responses, but to just wait, inviting your action, your timing, your presence in everything we do. We ask these in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise amen. The Lord. Well, if you are able, you can turn with us. You may be driving, you may be trying to catch transportation or something, but you're not able to. But that's okay. We will read some verses of God's Word from Psalm 27. Psalm 27. The psalmist laid down some wonderful thoughts of God that God wants us to embrace. And beginning in verse 1 of Psalm 27, here's what it says. And we're reading from the Amplified Version. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear or dread? The Lord is the refuge and stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war arise against me, even then in this will I be confident. One thing I have asked of the Lord that I will seek, inquire for, and insistently require, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord, in his presence, all the days of my life, to behold and gaze upon the beauty, the sweet attractiveness, and the delightful lovingness, or rather loveliness, of the Lord, and to meditate, consider, and inquire in his temple. For in the day of trouble he will hide me in his shelter. In the secret place of his tent will he hide me. He will set me high upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. In his tent I will offer sacrifices, and shouting of joy I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud. Have mercy and be gracious to me and answer me. You have said, seek my face. Inquire for and require my presence as your vital need. My heart says to you, your face, your presence, Lord, will I seek, inquire for, and require of necessity and of the authority of your word. Hide not your face from me. Turn not your servant away in anger. You who have been my help, cast me not off, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. Although my father and my mother have forsaken me, yet the Lord will take me up, adopt me as his child. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain and even path because of my enemies, those who lie in wait for me. Give me not up to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen up against me. They breathe out cruelty and violence. What would become of me had I not believed that I would see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living? Wait and hope for and expect the Lord. Be brave and of good courage, and let your heart be stout and enduring. Yes, wait for and hope for and expect the Lord. Well, that was the reading of Psalm 27 from verse 1 to verse 14. How's your heart feeling? I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged. There are situations in which I find myself even now where I'm having to wait. Waiting is, it can be strenuous. So the Lord's promised, he says that he will strengthen our heart as we wait and expect the Lord to show up. Amen. Praise his name. That's an encouraging, I'm encouraged by that word. That's an encouraging word, to be sure. Well, praise the Lord. Your microphone is open, and you can be heard. And I would suggest that if you have a praise report or a prayer request, let's leverage the time that we have to bring that praise report or prayer request to the Lord. The Lord would love that. He would love that, because it means that our heart is willing to be expressive concerning who he is, particularly given this awesome opportunity that you and I have to do that. So don't withhold. Pour forth. Speak. There are many things that we can bring up before the Lord, but if you just think about what God has placed in your heart, that's what you want to bring, because he placed it on your heart. And hopefully your heart is open for placement. That's usually the key. We have an open heart, because God does not waste time. He doesn't. He doesn't waste effort or moves. He moves with purpose. Well, let me give you a praise report that the Lord placed in my heart, because I love the idea of making myself available for the Lord to show what is worth speaking of and praising. And I've seen, as I practice that, it has really sensitized me to see what God is doing in the earth. My eyes are open and sharp because God is teaching me, and he wants to teach you as well, how to see beyond the fences of our property, if you will, and see what's going on in the earth. I particularly pursue information about what is going on through various sources, not just in the world, but in particularly in hot spots. And a hot spot, one of them anyway, is what is going on in the Middle East with regard to Israel and the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. And we've prayed for that area and been praying for that area for the last several days because of the war that is going on there between the nation of Israel and the Palestinian lands surrounding Israel, the Gaza Strip. And I saw something, I saw a report that really, really quickened my spirit to the love of God. That even in war, you can see God's footsteps. An Israeli pilot, the Israeli Air Force, was dispatched to make a strike against a target in Gaza. And as he approached, this happened just a few days ago, as he approached and lined up his sights on the target to destroy the target, he saw children walking towards the target. And he canceled his mission based on that. How good is God?
Yes.
How good is he?
Yes, I understand.
Amen.
How good is God?
Yes, so understanding.
That in the midst of the heat of war, that the hand of God can move to cover, to protect the innocent. That touched me and assured me that our prayers are not in vain. They are not in vain. I know sometimes we are conditioned to hearing people praying for a fourfold blessing, those kinds of things. And I don't know there's anything wrong with that, but I know there's a larger agenda that God has, and it's global. That's why this program is called Global Time with Christ Jesus. Christ has a global perspective. It's not restricted to just my life, or my situation, or yours. It's global. And he wants us to be global people in perspective. So that really encouraged my heart. That in the heat of battle, the heat of retaliation, the heat of doing what humans do, that these children were speared. This pilot himself may have children. He thought about his own children as he approached the target and saw children walking towards him. And just held his fire, detoured his plane, canceled that mission that he was commanded to do. Isn't God wonderful? I thank God that he's teaching us about himself and his nature and the way he does things. So that's just one little praise report from my heart. So today we will pray with a little bit more awareness as we pray for events that God has shown us that is occurring that needs and attracts our prayer. Father, we thank you for what you're showing us, how you're teaching us to have a perspective even like your own, where we see the larger picture and we feel your own heartbeat, so that we're on track and on the same page with you in all that we desire and pray, that we're not praying selfishly, because you know our needs and you already know them. But you're teaching us that if we could tune in to your heart, that our heart be in sync with your heart, you will give us the desires of our hearts, even as we stand for and support the desires of your heart. So we thank you for saving, for sparing the lives of the innocent, of children that are in harm's way because of wars on our earth, our planet, wars in various countries where the children have to flee for safety. They have to flee in order to survive. They lose track of siblings and parents, relatives. We pray for those children even that are forced to fight, take up arms,
yes,
at a young age, to fight, someone else's battle. They are forced to do so. We pray right now that even as their natural instincts for peace would be invaded, that you would help them and you would deliver them even now from the bondages of being enslaved to war, being enslaved to relationships that would give them food and raiment, and they're obliged to do that which is evil in order to survive. We pray today that courage would come to them, and that a way and ways would open up that allow them to escape the bondage that the adversary would place on them. Today, Lord, we pray against the spirit of chaos and confusion that has invaded the Middle East. Father, we know who is awesome, who is most powerful, and that is you. So we ask you to intervene in these complex geopolitical situations, because only you have the answers. Only you. So we just thank you for the privilege of praying for these situations. We may have our opinions, but we know what your opinion is, that Jerusalem, Israel, is the apple of your eye, and that children are an example of the kingdom of God. We know those things, and that's enough for us to share the burden that's on your heart for peace among those peoples, those nations, those tribes that are fighting each other, those nations that are opposing each other to the death. We thank you today that we can call on you and invite your intervention, because the interventions that we've seen so far have not worked. So come in. We invite you into those situations so that lives would be spared, so that if they don't know you, they can find you through your Son, Jesus Christ. The enemy does what he does, seek to skip, to kill, and to steal and to destroy. But we know that your Son comes with light, and that more abundantly for people, your creation, your heart. We ask for that today as we pray and seek the peace of Jerusalem. In the name of Jesus, protect the children while they're at school, while they hide out in bunkers for safety. Provide for them. All their needs are met through Christ. We thank you today, Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. I trust that your heart is filled with the joy of knowing that he is the refuge. He is the hiding place for those that need protection. He is the salvation and the light for those that are in the dark. I thank God for that. Well, today, before we leave, good morning. Praise the Lord and welcome. Welcome to you.
I'll be brief because I see the time is winding down. I don't know if most of you are watching the news last night, and even night before, there was a warning that the gangs sent out a warning that they would be targeting cops in the next few weeks.
Yes, I believe that is happening in Jersey City.
And immediately, our brother Mike came in my spirit. And, well, not only him, because I have other friends that I know who father cops. We have a parent who is a cop, and I would like us to turn back whatever plan the enemy have concerning whether it's gang initiation or what these gang members are planning. I think it's for Newark and Jersey City.
Okay. Well, yes, I heard of that, and I'm glad, and thank you for raising that issue up, because it's a spirit of lawlessness. That's exactly what it is. It's a spirit of lawlessness. And that spirit, as you notice, from time to time, certain things occur, and they are signals of what is going on in the supernatural. What we see in the natural is a model of what we're seeing in the supernatural. So that is an issue that we must pray about, because the police officers, and we know that one has been killed already this past weekend, the police officers are sons of some mother, some father. They're fathers of some child or children. They are people doing a job, standing between us and the tide of wickedness. That's exactly the situation. And I could not do that job. I don't know that I have the psychological restraint to do that kind of job. But these men and women are wired by the Lord to be able to do those kinds of, that kind of work. And they're serving us by standing between us and the tide of lawlessness. Christine, I'm going to ask you to lead us in prayer for that situation. And specifically, it's the gangs that have decided they are going to target police officers. In other words, they've declared war against police officers. That's something that's right in our face, right in our zone. And we must pray that that law enforcement prevails. Because if law enforcement cannot prevail, you and I won't be able to prevail. I'd like for us to really have that sink in. The scripture calls the law enforcement people ministers. So let us pray. Go ahead, Christine. Please.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name.
Yes,
we glorify
Lord.
Your name. We thank you, Lord, for giving us this opportunity, for sparing our life for one more day, Lord. Sparing our life for this hour, Lord, that we are able to come to you. We are able to come before your throne, Lord, with praises and with thanksgiving. And we are able to come before your throne, Lord, bringing our petition, bringing our request to you, Father. And this morning, we come before you lifting up the law enforcement department of North and every area. Lord, we lift up every law enforcement member. We lift up the men and women that are daily risking their lives, Lord, to protect and to serve the community, Lord. Father, we know that it is because of your grace and your mercy every day that they are spared. And we come before you this morning, Lord, lifting up any plan that the enemy has, any plan of lawlessness, Lord. We bring the spirit of lawlessness before you, and we plead the blood, Lord. We bring that plan to naught. Father, we ask, we lift up the gangs, Lord, that you would do something, or the politician, those that are in authority, that you will give them the knowledge, the understanding, and the wisdom how to deal with these situations, Lord. We lift up the gang members, Lord, and we ask that you save them, that you send us out there, Lord, to minister, to preach your word, to preach the gospel, to reach out to them, Lord, letting them know that there is hope, that it doesn't have to be in the gun. The answer is not in the gun. The answer is not taking life. The answer is not violence, Lord, but the answer is turning to you, Jesus. Father, I pray and I ask that you would bring the churches together, bring ministers together to help spread your word, Lord. I ask that you send a revival, Lord. You send a revival in every county, in every state. Father, I ask that your spirit prevail, that the spirit of life, that you would lift a standard, Lord, to cover and to protect these men and women of the law enforcement. I especially lift up Brother Mike, Lord. Cover him and his wife. Protect him, Lord, as he go out there to do his duty, Lord. Cover him in the blood, Lord.
In the name
Keep
of
him
Jesus.
Under your protection. A special special fence of protection round about him as he go out, Lord, and as he come back in. Father, I lift up my parents, Lord, that he is in the law enforcement, he is in the tactical force. Father, I lift up more and I ask you to cover him as he go out there daily
yes.
to protect and
Amen.
Serve,
Jesus.
Lord. Father, yes. let your spirit prevail, yet your will be done.
Yes.
And that you rebuke that spirit of murder. Rebuke that spirit
Jesus.
Of violence. Rebuke that spirit of lawlessness, Lord. And that we who know you, Lord, will continually pray that you will send the direction, and that you would give these politicians and these the mayor and the governor and those who are in authority, give
yes.
them a plan. Let them know, Lord, that they have to turn to you for the
yes.
solution.
Yes, Lord.
That the solution is not man-made. The solution is from you, Lord.
Yes,
and as
Lord.
We continue to pray and ask for your mercy and your grace, Lord, we know that it will be done. Because
yes.
you
yes.
have promised us that if we who are called by your name will turn from our wicked ways and
yes.
call on you, Lord, that you will heal the land. And this
yes.
morning we call for healing of the land, Lord. We know
yes.
that it will all be for your honor and for your glory, that souls will be set free, that souls will be saved. We
yes.
plead
yes.
and we call on you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Call it
Praise
done.
Praise the name
yes.
of the Lord.
Thank
it
you,
is.
Lord.
It
thank
is.
You, Jesus.
It is done.
Thank
it
you
is
for
done.
Doing it, Lord. We
it is
you.
Done. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Well, our time is winding down. I thank you for your prayers and your prayer requests and praise reports and all of that. We want to pray today for a Muslim nation that we are praying for Muslims during their time of celebration of Ramadan. And we want to pray for Libya today. Libya is in Africa as well. And it's 97% Muslim and 2.4% Christian. 0.6% other, in other words, some other set of religious persuasions. The nation of Libya has 6.4 million people, and that nation is the sect of the Muslim faith that those 6.4 million adhere to is the Sunni sect, and Arabic is the primary language. Arabic is the primary language, but they also speak English, French, and Italian in their major cities. So let us pray for Libya. Father, today we lift up the Libyans, who are people that you created. It's a nation that you have designated to belong to the Lord Jesus Christ as his inheritance. Even on this day, you have families, tribes, persons that are designated to be represented on the day of the return of Jesus Christ, as people who bow and acknowledge and receive and accept his lordship over them. So we see this afar off. But right now, we know, Lord, that it does not appear like the Libyans bow to his throne. But we know that that is the destiny. And today we pray that you would send the light, the gospel light, that would lighten that nation, light it up, illuminate the darkness, so that those that are held captive by the bondage of Satan's kingdom would run and run away from the darkness to the light. They'd be attracted. We pray today, even as they seek you out in their prayers, in their calls, that heaven would respond. Respond in such a way that they would know that this year, Ramadan is different. That you will use it to bring many to the light. So we pray for our Muslim neighbors and friends that they will find you through Jesus Christ, the one that they would deny as the cornerstone, but he is the cornerstone. No belief or tradition or religion can change that fact. And we pray today that as you build the kingdom and advance the cause of Christ in the earth, that they will discover the true cornerstone, the true door, the true light, which is Jesus Christ, the Messiah. So we thank you for the Libyans, and we pray today that the gospel would spread as wildfire throughout that nation, bringing souls of all ages, beginning with the children, to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. We ask these things on this day, Wednesday, July 16th. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And
amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I trust that your joy is full and that
hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I think we accomplished what God wanted us to accomplish on this day. And it was done with his help. He's strengthening our hearts, that's for sure. And receive it and let God bless you. Our benediction today is taken from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 16 and 17. Now, our Lord Christ himself and God, even our Father, which has loved us and has given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good work. Amen and amen.
Amen.
May God bless you richly. Until tomorrow morning, we'll meet right here again on Global Time with Christ Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Have a blessed and victorious day, everyone.
Amen.
God bless.
God bless all of you, too.
Be blessed. Be careful.
Thank you. Yes, you receive that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hmm.